Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, May 16th. In news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were really strong. July corn up 16 and a quarter cents, 797 and a half. July wheat up 57 and three quarter cents, 1235 and a quarter. And July beans up 14 and three quarter cents at 1661 and a quarter. The big news, India banned wheat exports. So that sent the wheat prices higher, claiming the heat wave may actually turn India into a net importer of wheat. But with all that said, they did say that they will export to countries to meet their food security needs. And with that, Egypt bought 500,000 metric tons of Indian wheat. So despite them saying they're not going to sell any, they turned around and sold Egypt 500,000. Now, at the same time, Egypt rejected a cargo of wheat from Russia. They couldn't tell where it was from. They couldn't find accurate paperwork on the deal, so they didn't want any part of it, and they sent it back. We've got crop progress tonight. Most people are looking for 42 to 48% planted. I think we might be toward the high end of that guess. Yeah, we had one or two showers here around Illinois. We had one little system come through Iowa, but you know, guys are running virtually 24 hours a day now, and I think the numbers could actually be a little bit higher. The Kansas wheat tour starts tomorrow. They're going to find terrible wheat, certainly in western Kansas. Probably a little better as it moves east, but nothing great. We didn't see any export sales here this morning. Crude oil is down 23 a barrel, but still very strong at 110 bucks a barrel. The dollar is down 19 ticks, doesn't mean much. The metals are a little bit mixed. So we're going to have to see, you know, just one of these days where we open higher and then give a lot of it back during the day, we'll have to see. But I think the market got a little overexcited on this Indian news, particularly with India selling this wheat to Egypt. But we'll have to see out here. Now, the weather this week looks like it's a little bit cooler, a little bit wetter. I don't see a whole lot of rain, but there will be some showers across the Midwest that are going to delay some of the plantings out there. It isn't as ideal as it was last week. So that added a little bit of strength to the corn market out here. There's talk that, I don't know if I mentioned this on Friday, but there's talk that farmers may be switching soybean acres back to corn because of the profitability, even with the high input costs. And apparently, Informa may increase their corn acreage significantly, 1 to 2 million acres, and cut the beans. So that could be a little bit bearish for the corn, a little bit bullish for the beans out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.